This is Betsy Maples Taylor with Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company offers a variety of auction services, including home, estate, land, farm, bank-owned property, equipment, and personal property auctions. Contact us today for a free no-obligation analysis to determine if the auction method is the best option for you.
For more information, visit us online at clarkmaples.com or call us at 615-896-4740.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Next on News Radio WGNS, it's time for your motivational boost with Steve Yates.
Good morning. It is a great day to be alive. It's a thrill to spend time with you today on a fabulous Friday. It's time for your motivational boost. I'm your host, Steve Yates. Hello to everyone listening on AM 1450 or FM 100.5 or 101.9. Also online everywhere at WGNSradio.com or via our WGNS Radio app, which is a free download to your smartphone. Welcome. I want to thank Opossum's Restaurant. Great place to meet up with friends. Awesome place to make some new friends. They have a made-from-scratch kitchen, delicious homemade meals such as shepherd's pie, bangers and mashed and pulled pork. They're located in the Kroger Shopping Center across from Sportscom on Memorial Boulevard. And you can check out all their specials on their Facebook page. Thank you, Opossums. We're going to kick off today with our quote of the day, which is this: optimistic, enthusiastic leaders more easily retain their people compared with those bosses who tend towards negative moods. Going to do a little leadership 101 this morning. Just some of my thoughts on leadership, some things that I have learned and appreciated over the years about awesome leaders in my life and career who have inspired me, helped me grow. None of us have it all figured out. We're all a work in progress, as you know. However, there are ways we can learn a better leadership skill set. And that's the kind of stuff I want to talk about this morning. One of the things that really is important about leadership is that great leaders move us. They ignite our passion. They inspire the best in us. And when people try to explain how that happens, you know, a lot of times we speak about strategy and vision or ideas and things like that. But the reality about awesome leadership is that great leadership works through the emotions. You show me an emotionally connected leader, I'll show you a strong team. I'll show you an inspired team. And our challenge, our goal is to try to live up to that type of energy as a leader. I'm not always successful at that. Again, it's about being self-aware and being able to step outside yourself and do what I call getting on the balcony and really looking down at yourself and trying to improve that. It's a constant challenge for ourselves. But the vibe in an office setting, in your little corner of the professional world, whether you're in a small office, large office, cubicle office, wherever you are, the vibe in an office is palpable. People and things hold energy. And whether or not the energy is positive or negative, a guest to your place of business can usually tell which dynamic is present, whether it's positive or negative. Pay attention to the places you go to do your business. There's a culture there that is real and that can be felt. And it's every team member's responsibility to do his or her part to ensure that there's a spirit of positivity and that there's an atmosphere of encouragement. And that starts with the leader. I have a presentation that I use out when I do leadership coaching, and I talk about the fact that your culture reveals your leadership. If you want a better experience for your customers, you've got to have the culture to match it. And the culture is created by the folks in the office, but it's led by the leader. And that's one thing that cannot be oversold and overstated. Leaders have got to understand that the team is looking to them for how they handle every situation. The team is looking to them for their facial expressions, for their ability to handle pressure, for the tone of their voice, for their body language especially. See, the greater a leader's skill set is at transmitting emotions, the more forcefully the emotions will spread. People are paying close attention to the leader. So even a subtle expression of emotion can have a huge impact on the team. And it's one of the reasons, as we've talked about before on this show, one of the reasons emotionally intelligent leaders attract talented people is because people genuinely enjoy being in their presence. But the reverse is also true. Leaders who are emanating a very negative energy, who are irritable and grouchy and cranky and toxic, nobody wants to work for a grouch. Research proves that. So moods do matter. And I've been trying to tell folks this in corporate America for years, because I know, especially when you're in the sales arena, it's about results, and I get that. And yet, it's also crucial that you find a leader who can create the right culture, and if necessary, can lead the charge to flip the culture into what it needs to be to attract the best talent and to have your customer service standards be so high that your competitors would have to strain to reach it. In other words, what you do every single day is something that your competitors would have to really strain and stretch to reach. And if you do that, you're going to win if you have that type of culture. The type of culture I'm talking about is one where a leader makes it a priority to hire folks who really have what I call that service DNA hardwired in them. Where the leader doesn't tolerate toxic attitudes. He or she holds the team member accountable for their attitude. That's the only thing you and I have the ability to control every single day, is our attitude. Can't control circumstances, can't control people around us. I saw someone put a meme recently on social media that said, you know, something to the effect of, my personality is who I am, but my attitude depends on who you are. And I'm like, no way. No, attitude does not depend on what other people do. If you allow it to be dependent on that, you're giving your power away. And again, hopefully we can step outside of ourselves and look for opportunities to grow in that area. I have room to grow in that area. I'm certainly not in a glass house here. I have room to grow, but I can recognize it when I see it. It's my job to work on it and to get better at it. So successful office cultures are largely dependent upon emotionally aware, emotionally and positively energetic leadership. Jim Stovall says this: you need to be aware of what others are doing, applaud their efforts, acknowledge their successes, encourage them in their pursuits, and when we all help one another, everybody wins. That's the kind of culture people want to be connected to every single day. Where leaders really have that attitude and perspective of, hey, the buck stops with me. I was at a training several years ago, and the CEO of the company stood up to speak to us leaders, and he said, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is you're in charge, and the bad news is you're in charge. And his point was well taken. When you're a leader, you have to deal with whatever comes your way, the good, the bad, sometimes the ugly. And leadership always looks a lot more glamorous from the outside looking in than it really is. But those leaders who are prepared to accept that buck stops with me mentality, who truly look at themselves as that business owner, that mindset, then they're going to surround themselves with other trusted leaders, because doing that doesn't threaten your leadership. It actually enhances your ability to be more effective, because you're going to get that valuable input from other leaders who can help the team grow. One of the things that I coach folks towards and really ask them about, and it's always very telling, because this is an easy thing to do, but it's also very easy not to do, is I'll ask them at whatever point we are during the year, and right now we are obviously in the third quarter of the year, and I'll say, how many leadership books have you read so far in 2016? I don't expect people to raise their hands and tell me. Sometimes they will. But I'll ask them, how many do you plan to read before the end of the year? And my encouragement and my advice is, read at least one leadership book every quarter of the year. That would be four a year. And even if you just got one new concept or one principle that just really encouraged you and helped you become a better leader, it's definitely worth the 15, 20, $25, whatever you spent on the book. We've got to, as leaders, if we're going to accept and embrace that role, we've got to do as Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, said, stay green and grow, because if you get ripe, you're going to rot. Leaders have to stay in that growth mode, and they need to lead from the heart. That's the emotional connection. You know, one of the things that's crucial for a leader is heart-based leadership. To love what you do, to love the team that you're doing it with, to love your customers, and that's not easy to do, but it's incumbent upon every leader who's going to be successful to truly have that love-based approach. And that requires the emotional connection. When we get cold and sterile, the people around us suffer. You see it in your life, I see it in mine. And again, I'm, you know, looking for ways to grow and, you know, keep hopefully heading in the right direction and clear those hurdles as they come my way. Here's another tip I want to give to leaders today, and that is be sure to surround yourself with strong leaders. You know, weaker leaders can find themselves intimidated when they encounter a candidate who's equipped with a clear vision of personal direction and professional purpose. And weak leaders are intimidated and scared by that. They're likely not going to hire someone who's a better leader than they are. Leo Rostin said it this way. He said, quote, first-rate people hire first-rate people, and second-rate people hire third-rate people. I've been in organizations that manifested both of those traits, where the first-rate folks hire the first-rate people and you have a great culture, and also, too, those second-rate leaders, they want someone who's lesser than they are. And so then that culture just, it's just really, it's a mess. It really is what it is. It's a mess of toxicity, of apathy, of negativity. And that shaky leader feels threatened and starts to worry about the security of their own position if they're hiring people who have a stronger leadership skill set than they do. Lee Iacocca, the automobile industry guru from the 80s, he said this, I hire people brighter than me and I get out of their way. If you surround yourself with people like that as a leader and you just light the fire, clear the path, show them positive energy, that's what inspires people. That's the kind of environment people want to work in. You know, you show me again, show me your culture. I'll show you your leadership. I walked in a business today, this morning, walked to the front desk, and the person at the front desk just looked at me. Flat affect, no smile, no greeting. And I decided to just wait it out for a few seconds and see if I would finally get a greeting. So I stood there and, you know, had that long pause. I probably stood there about 10 seconds, no response whatsoever, just looking at me with this deadpan look like, why are you here interrupting my day? If that's your front line, folks, I'll show you weak leadership. That cannot be your front line if you're going to be successful at reaching people in the community. I don't care what business you're in. You've got to have people on the front line who are connected to the customers. The same is true with your phone work. Sometimes, this may sound like a weird thing to do, but as I'm trying to help companies grow and coach them up and consult with them, sometimes before I go speak at a particular conference, I will get a random list of the businesses whom I know are going to have representatives at the conference, and I'll, you know, star 67 and do calls to a lot of their locations to see how they answer the phone. I'm a big believer in phone scripts. People need to feel the warmth and the energy from the moment the phone rings. And we've got to do a good job of warming that up. That's people's first impression a lot of times when they make contact with any business is on the phone. You've got to make sure that there's an engaging, connected script where people can feel the energy. That's up to the leader. I had a leadership role several years ago in home health care, and I saw the need early on for a phone script. There were multiple offices that I was responsible for, and I wanted consistency across the board so that no matter where you called, the phone script was the same, and every person on the team had to be ready and equipped. We put the phone script right there beside the phone, and no matter who was there, everybody answers the phone in the same way with a warm sincere greeting to connect with the folks. That's the way you start these things. Just little simple things like that, that show there's a leader behind it who gets it when it comes to truly that emotional connection that's crucial for leaders. Leaders are going to drive emotions. They're either going to be a very connected and what's called a resonant leader, where people feel the positive energy, or they're going to be a dissonant leader, where they're cranky and toxic and ruthless, and nobody wants to be in that type of environment for very long. Peter Drucker, the management guru, he said it this way. Actually, I should call him a leadership guru. He said, management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things. You know, there's a huge difference between a manager and a leader. People will endure a manager, but they will follow a leader and be inspired by a leader. Hope those are some good tips that can encourage you on the rest of your fabulous Friday throughout your weekend as well. And you know what? Here's the thing about us all. Just because I'm telling you these things doesn't mean I have it all figured out. Some of them I do. But I do believe that leaders would do well to connect to the folks and bring your A game with your attitude as often as you can. Remember, we're all a work in progress. It's all about direction, not perfection. Smile, stay encouraged, never give up. I look forward to our time together next Friday. God bless. Make it a wonderful weekend.